We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hey, Jelly.
What's up, friend?
Hey, hey, are you on camera today, or is it just your voice?
I hope I'm on camera. I want to be on camera.
Okay.
I saw you were getting your makeup done for this interview, so you should be ready to go.
I know. I'm big time now, Rob.
Look at you.
Wait, just a little differently. Hold on, never mind. I got it.
You really?
Ready. Go.
There you go. You look good. You
way more flattering of an angle.
You really are big time. We saw on social media that you were getting the police escort.
Oh, that was insane.
And not to anywhere bad. It was like, this is behind the police.
I was behind the police instead of the police behind me. I've never felt more comfortable having drugs in the car.
this is fantastic.
That had to feel a little different, huh?
It did. It felt really good. And they were cool, man. They were sweet. Whenever we got to where we were going, they hopped out and gave me a hug and asked me if I need anything else. They were so cool.
I want to get to what... was really interesting to me is the one of the last times we talked about that you had a food truck, that your friend set it up, and that you only
how happy that made him, by the way. He has posted that clip once a week ever since then.
I saw it, and I'm so thankful, by the way, because I feel like it's really important for you to talk about, because you're you have such a good platform to say these things. And that tell me about the importance of giving inmates a second chance, because I don't know if not everybody feels this way, but I want them to feel this way, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I'm a second chance guy, and I made the most of it. I think that I'm part of the formula that can prove that there is a Da Vinci Code crack there.
Yes.
That it can be done. I know a lot of second chance people that have went on to do great things, you know, and I just think that we need to focus more on the reform part of, like, we need to, like, work more on the rehabilitation part of injustice. And that's part of my justice reform, is that we just need to figure out a way to try to give people a better way to enter society and more chances. It's the accumulative advantage theory, right? Trying to give people more opportunities. So
what was the secret for you in that, and being in jail, in prison, and like, what was the turnover for you?
Anchoring in family and having opportunities, just really having opportunities. And I think that that's what makes me so passionate about working with youth and at-risk youth, is that they're not allotted many opportunities, you know?
Yeah. You create opportunities for yourself, though, just in your joyfulness alone.
Right.
Like I just feel like your personality, like, right, Rob?
It's infectious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm genuinely glad to be here, and I think it shows.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of my thing. You know, it's a thing where I'm like, I'm just everywhere I go, I'm like, oh man, I can't believe I'm here. You know what I mean? It's still it's still unreal to me, everything that's happening. So it's just unreal, man.
Well, let's talk about a new jam called Need a Favor.
Yes, baby.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Listen, man, I love this song. This song for me was about speaking to the core of what I do, but doing it in a different way. So I knew that I was going to come back, and I'm working on my album right now, but I didn't want to come back to country radio with another sad, slow song. So I gave you a sad mid-tempo song, right? I'm doing better.
You're kind of easing your way up to the party song.
You never know. I might have a high-tempo sad song next year.
Yeah.
It's so funny though, because when you meet you and you're talking to you, I'm like, oh, he's such a happy, joyful person. And you would think you're just more deeper than that. And so that makes sense when you have these like kind of sad songs, I guess.
Oh, just, you know, songwriting for me is me versus me. It's where I sit alone in my thoughts for hours at a time. And that's where that's not a safe place for me. It never has been, you know?
Okay.
So I try to songwriting's helped me get through it. It's also the Willie Nelson effect, right? Think about Willie, bandana, hippie, stone, trigger the guitar, always dress cool, pigtails, right?
Yep.
And then he gets up there just stoned and goes, you know, my hero have always been cowboys. And you're like, oh, this is the saddest song ever. You know? So it's like, yeah. I think that's what, you know, I think that's kind of the Willie effect too.
Well, yeah, there's another song that we've been jamming that you did with Brantley Gilbert that is pretty high energy and pretty badass. And, you know, that's some of the Dirty South. How fun was that to do with Brantley?
First of all, grocery shopping with Brantley Gilbert's a hoot. So imagine getting to do shows with him and write songs with him and perform with him and shoot music videos with him. He's one of the best dudes on earth. He's one of the kindest souls, the most genuine, down-to-earth, real, don't-care-about-nothing dude ever. And I love that he gave me a chance to go back to what, you know, my kind of my roots. He's like, I want to do something rowdy, Jelly. I want to go back with it. I was like, hell yeah, let's do it, baby. Jelly and Brantley, rowdy something, I'm in.
Hey, speaking of grocery shopping here, oh, no, it's not going to let me share it. Host disabled participant screen sharing.
You want to screen share. Can we screen share?
You're kind of a screen share.
We let a screen share.
Or I can just hold my phone up.
Yeah.
Let's see. So where do you get some dinner rolls like this?
Oh, yes.
Is this not great?
Listen.
This was the best thing happening at my house last night. This is my life.
I said that to Holly, and she goes, that's exactly how I feel about bread.
I go, yeah, nailed it. 100%.
I was joking with her. I was like, lick them carbs, girl. I was like, kiss that gluten.
can you tell us what's going on at this Christmas dinner here with your wife on the dining room table?
My wife does an annual X-rated Christmas song, big disclaimer, and this was her year video shoot for it.
Fantastic. He's like, it is
X-rated. I didn't say R-rated, everybody, parents.
Well, right, it looks fantastic. I was like, just that picture alone, I was like, this is how I feel about it.
It's just so funny. I try to post stuff like that because my wife is, it's kind of like the opposite of me with the music. Like when you see her pictures, they're always very beautiful. They're sexualized. She's always got the stone face, you know? And then, but the woman I married is the woman dancing on the table, licking a loaf of bread. You know what I mean? Like that's who I, like, this is who y'all know on the internet. And this is who I actually married.
Well, and you guys, you just had a couple of celebrations, your birthday, and you had your anniversary recently with your wife as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Happy anniversary. Happy birthday.
Yeah, baby.
What did you do special for your birthday? Do you do something, the same thing every year, or do you switch it up?
No, I didn't do anything this year. For me, it was like, I've had just such, I can't even express how grateful I am for the year I've had. So we just kind of kept it real low key and quiet. And I went and seen my mama, who was not feeling very well. She hurt herself, had a surgery on her leg, poor thing. Went and visited her at the hospital with my brother and my family. And I went to go see my brother-in-law play hockey at the local rink. I was one of four fans there, and I brought the other three with me.
That actually sounds like a nice birthday, actually.
It was really cool and chill.
Yeah, I didn't know you had a brother. What is your brother like?
Oh, I don't just have a brother. I have brothers. I have three brothers and a sister.
Okay, what are they like?
Oh, they're just all like me to some degree. Okay. They're all pretty wild. They didn't all go to jail and end up going that route, but I made sure to go out with a bang. I'm the baby.
You're the baby of the family.
Yeah, I still got family that calls me Baby Jason.
Oh, yeah. That's so cute.
I am a six foot three grown man with tattoos, and I have an uncle that'll grab me and jump up on his tippy toes to kiss me on the cheek and go, my baby Jason.
Now, do you like
Uncle
it?
Uncle Buford.
Do you like it when they call you Baby Jason? Are you like, hey, listen, I'm grown now?
No, I love it.
Yeah, we have a cousin named Flip, and he's like, don't call me Flip anymore. My name's Philip. Like, he gets all mad about it.
Yeah, it's like, oh, dude, you're Flip. Shut up. Yeah, you should let me talk to him about that. Like, grow up, Flip. Yeah. You want to flip off. I'm still jelly rolling. I'm not complaining about it. I'm handling it pretty well. It was my childhood name.
Right.
They used to call me Bobby when I was a kid, and I hated it when I was a kid. But now I'm like, you can call me Bobby. That's fine.
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah, for sure. I have a buddy. One of my best friends' name is Alex, and we called him Lex. And now he goes by Al.
Yeah.
Just randomly later in life, he's like, I just want to go by Al.
So look, I'm a grown-up now. Only one syllable.
Wait a second. Just Al. Yeah, the older you get, the less you want a name. I'm going to go by Jay eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That is literally like the song, just call me Al. Just call me Al. You know that song? He's living the song. Yeah, one day he woke up, just call me Al.
He's just Al.
Hey, I wanted to change his name. I wanted to ask you about something. We just had Craig Morgan on our show for Veterans Day, which is really cool. We did a whole big All-American Craig Morgan special. And
we love him, by the way, too. Yeah, like, he's amazing.
You got to sing Almost Home with him at the Grand Ole Opry, which is probably, I mean, one of the most well-written country songs of all time.
And Rob, I saw him sing this at the CMA showcase thing. You made me cry with Craig Morgan.
Oh, dude, he's just unreal. You know, I love it because I am a huge fan of unlikely friendships, right? I just love unlikely friendships because I've learned that we all have so much more in common than surface level with each other when we really dig deep. And I think you could have voted 2022 country music least expected things to happen. Jelly Roll and Craig Morgan fall in love with each other, become besties. Like, that's one of my best friends. Like, best friends in the music business. I actually really can count on Craig to be there for me. He's been a good friend, just a good shoulder to lean on. I can ask him for anything. Sweet guy. I called him Mr. Morgan for the first 6 months I knew him. He goes, just call me Craig. Just call me Craig.
I love that's it, so man. Sweet. What a epic moment.
I feel though that you're so welcoming to people, like you're just so open-minded. Is there anybody or any kind of person that you don't like, that you're like, I don't like that?
I don't like the obvious stuff.
Okay.
Right. I don't like mean people. I don't like racist people. I don't like people that, you know, publicly bash or judge people. You know, I'm not into any of that kind of stuff. But personality-wise, I can get along with anybody.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of people that just aren't my thing. And I'm not their thing, and that's cool, too. But listen, this is what I tell people. I'm not bragging. I'm embarrassed, but it's real. I grew up in the system. I've been to jail most of my life, right? So I didn't get to pick my cellmate. You don't get to go in there and look around a room and speed date everybody in prison and then go, you know what? Number 7 was really cool. Maybe we should be cellmates. That is not how that works, dude. It is random card draw. You just end up in a cell with a guy and you've either got to fight or, you know, something. You got to fight. There's no way to get out of there, really. You know, if y'all don't get along, y'all just got to figure it out or fight. Mm-hmm. So I've learned how to be, I can be in a cell with any, I had to do years and months of life with people I didn't like or know. So now it's like, you want to put me in a room with somebody I think is kind of cheesy for 30 minutes? No sweat. You know what I'm saying? It's easy.
All of those experiences have prepared you for pretty much anything the world is going to throw at you at this point.
You're never going to. My worst day out here will be better than my best day when I was incarcerated.
Yeah. I wanted to ask about, what's the biggest difference for you between country and rock? Because you're doing them both and you're on, you know, it's kind of like, I don't really like categorizing it as much because I feel like it all just, you know, we make the music we make, but you ready, it's like,
thank you. That's how I feel.
Yeah. But it's like, but like you're on the charts. They're like, oh, he's on the rock charts and he's on the country charts. Is there a difference for you when you're going this way and you're going that way? Or you're just like, this is what it is. I am what I am. And it all mixes together.
Man, this is my hot take of the day. This will be the soundbite that'll screw me in here. The only difference is texture, distortion of guitars and drums.
Yeah.
Bass, you know, I guess the logistics of music, I probably, you know, but that's the simplest way to layman's term way to say it. To me, they're both written in the same spirit. Right. You know what I mean? Like when I hear Shinedown has a record called Daylight right now. Mm-hmm. That's an acoustic kind of a piano kind of driven record. And it's, to me, it's a country song. Yeah. But it was, you know, it's the number one on rock radio, and I think it's going to Hot AC right now. But to me, it's like the it felt so driven in three chords in the truth that it felt like a country record to me, you know?
Yeah.
But you could put a guitar, you could put an acoustic guitar over that same song right now and, you know, put it on a Morgan Wallen playlist or a Jelly Roll playlist, and people would never skip over that song.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They'd never skip over
that song. Yeah. They'd never skip over that song. So it's like, I think that's what really comes down to, is that the song is, you know, if it's a good song, it's an absolute banger.
Well, we're excited to have you in our world, no matter what you want to call it.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of music, you know, what kind of label you want to put on.
Listen, I'm here though. I got a country single coming. You know, the need of favors. We're fitting to really put the gas on it. I got a country album coming in April or May. I'm all in, baby. I told y'all I'm here for the long haul. See, 2022, I climbed the mountain of country music.
Mm-hmm.
2023, I'm going to plant the flag to show y'all I'm here.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now, hold on. Let me claim a little space. Since y'all have allowed me to get here, I would like said little corner.
Hey, there's plenty of room, man.
And it's been open arms, dude. It's been awesome. Yeah.
Is there anyone on your list that you would like to collab with that is actually unexpected, that we would never guess, that you're like, okay, this is on my dream list. We just want to manifest it for you.
Oh, goodness, man. I got such a, I'd love to work with Sturgill.
Mm-hmm.
I would just love to, I mean, I would just, I don't know, that might seem obvious, I guess, but just such a big fan of his work, man. I would absolutely love to work with Sturgill Simpson. I think that's thinking outside the box, because he kind of fell in that real outlaw kind of anti-establishment country. I don't even know what you'd call it, but kind of, you know, just in his own world. And I would love to work with Sturgill, man. Helmer Tyler. You know, I think, I always thought, man, wouldn't it be crazy if somebody like Tyler got on something like Save Me With Me? Just one of them heart-wrenching, just sing from the gut, just ballad, you know?
Have you, do you know those guys at all? You talk to them?
Nope, never, ever talked to them.
Okay. Well,
we're putting it out in the universe.
I'm sure it'll happen soon. Like...
Hey, I want to write something crazy with Ashley McBride. That's on my list, too.
Okay.
I think Jelly Roll and Ashley McBride could write something that would just be just sick.
Yes. I agree. I really like her. She's so fun.
Hey, yeah. before we get going, one last thing we want to get from you on our show. We do a last laugh and get some stand-up comedy on. Do you have a favorite stand-up comedian that you're loving right now? Or of all time?
Yeah, I have a lot of stand-up comedians. You know, that's my favorite thing.
No, we didn't know that.
Have we ever talked about this?
No.
I don't know.
I'm a comedy nerd. Comedy is like, I spend more time at the comedy club in Nashville than I do at any bar in Nashville.
Really?
Oh, yes. I love comedy. So right now I have to take this moment to shout out my boy Steve Byrne, who just dropped his The Last Late Night special on Amazon Prime. He is one of the most prolific comedians and one of the most prolific writers that you've heard more Steve Byrne jokes than you'll ever know. You know what I mean? He's that guy. He's Ashley Gurley.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
To a degree. Somewhere in there, right? He's maybe Hillary, right? Hillary Lindsay. But he's in that world of, you know, if he was a songwriter for jokes, you know, he's that guy. And he just had a special come out in the last month. So everybody go check out Steve Byrne, dude.
All right.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yes, I do. Yes. I'm not a New Year resolution guy, but I'm going to have a resolution this year.
Okay.
I want to take 30 days and not leave the county I live in.
Okay.
And that might seem crazy.
But you've been traveling a lot. As wild
as this success has been coming out of the 2020 thing, I have not had a 30-day stretch where I didn't leave the county in a long time.
How many days do you think you travel a year in the past year?
I know this year I did right at 100 shows, and that wasn't counting radio tour.
Yeah.
So that was another, you know, I think 50 days, 40 days of radio days.
That's a lot of days.
Yeah. So yeah, I think when I did the math between L.A. having to work and write and do media and stuff, I think I spent right at 178 days not home in my bed. Mm-hmm. Not in my bed this year.
You deserve a good 30 days at home.
Yep. So that's it. Just 30 days. And here's the real catch, that 30-day resolution. I live outside. I live a county away from Nashville.
Oh, so you got to not go to Nashville.
Yep. I don't even want to go to Nashville for 30 days.
Okay. I think that seems like
it's good to take a break from.
I think I'm gonna do it the downtown. First 30. I think I'm just gonna knock it straight out.
Dude, okay. I could easily stay in my I could easily stay in my house for at least a week and not even leave and be happy about that. I think that's fine, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, brother. Well, I hope you get that alone time, family time, and stoked for the new music and the new album.
I love y'all, man. You know, I always enjoy talking. I appreciate the constant support, and y'all treated me like I belonged here from day one, and that means a lot now that I've proved to everybody who didn't treat me that way that I do belong here.
You're so sweet. We absolutely love you. From the first moment we met you, we're like, all right, we're in love.
Hey, I promise I'm here for good.
All right, brother. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Yeah, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.